Okay, in year six at St. Peter's School in Walworth, it's quite a sad time of the year, although we're also celebrating. Our wonderful year six children are sadly soon to leave us and go on to elsewhere with their secondary schools. But we think they're ready. They've certainly been a fine year six for us this year. But what we need to do with year six, a really important part of the school year around now, is to try and remember and document and talk about our St. Peter's memories throughout our entire time here. So through from reception to year six, what's been happening. So the year six children, in the past week or so, their work, they have been doing a lot of written work and thinking and researching and putting down what their memories are throughout their entire time at school here. So it's quite a historical project. And to fill in all these historical gaps, I'm very happy I'm joined by four of our wonderful year six friends. So your names, please.
James.
Zach.
Billa.
Kumi.
Wonderful. So we have James, we have Zach, we have Kumi, and we have Billa, who are going to explain to us all about their St. Peter's memories. I'm going to start first with James. So I know you've been doing this written work. What would you say, James, has been your favourite St. Peter's memory?
Probably when the whole of Class 6 went to Blacksall in Dover, because everyone was just laid back and had enjoyed it being away from their parents, and we all bonded together.
Wow, that's a great thing to say. So when was this? Was it quite recent?
It was at the start of year six.
At the start of year six. And for how long did you go away for?
5 days.
So 5 days, is that maybe the longest you've been away from your family and friends at any one time?
Yeah, probably. Probably for the whole class.
But it's nice to share it with your year six friends. And that for you personally, James, is your best memory of St. Peter's.
Yes.
How nice. Right, I'll go over to Kumi. So what would be your favourite memory or your funniest memory from your time here at St. Peter's, please?
My favourite memory would kind of be when we went to Ripple Down in year five, because we all, as James said, bonded well, and it was our first time we've been away from our family and friends.
And is that why kind of your strongest memory from your time at this school?
Yeah.
So hopefully, years to come, 5 years time, 10 years time, 25 years time, you'll be saying, oh, when I was at St. Peter's, my memory was...
Yeah.
Brilliant. Right, Zach Kingman, please tell us a funny or a happy memory from your time here at St. Peter's.
My funniest memory would be at Blacksall, because we did a talent contest, and Femi, Carlos and I sang the Barbie Girl song, and it was a very funny moment. So
I can imagine.
Definitely be my best memory.
And that's something that you've been writing about this week in your recollections book. Mm-hmm. And then finally, being very, very patient, we have Billa. Please, Billa, tell us about your favourite memory or funniest memory at St. Peter's.
I think my best memory was when we went Ripple Down and we had the Victorian night, because you had to be in couples and you had to dress up. And everyone was with couples, and my friend Idaya, she actually had a ruler and she hit Moses with it, and he started crying. And everyone was laughing at him. And Aslam, one of the TAs, dressed up as well, and he really looked funny.
Okay, so hopefully that will be a happy memory for everyone involved. I'm sure the situation was sorted out. But I think we should explain as well, Zach, you were mentioning earlier, this work about memories and recollections. Why is it important for us to write these things down?
I think it's important because when we're older, 25, we could read our memories and be take a trip down memory lane, innit?
Perfect, yeah. So while it's still fresh in your head, you want to have all these ideas put down. I think it's a great piece of work you've been doing in year six this week, and I know we're looking forward to reading all of your St. Peter's memories. Right, so thank you to Zach and to James, to Kumi and to Billa. That's been wonderful. Thank you for your St. Peter's memories, and you've still got a few more weeks to go, so we can try and maybe squeeze in some more memories before the term's out. All right, bye.
Bye.